coming home is a relaxation. Maybe not your home, maybe not your family's home. But the coming home we're talking about, coming home to yourself, coming home to silence, that is a relaxation. But relaxation can only happen in a let go. Relaxation is a let go. So as long as there is tension, there cannot be any relaxation. And those tension keeps you from coming home. The home is there, but you have to be ready and willing to let go of any tensions. That is what the longing is doing. It gives you the courage to let go of anything that is in the way. Everybody wants to relax. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to come home, to be at peace. Very few people are seeking that consciously. Most people are occupied their whole life like the machine. You're functioning, but you are not functioning from your center. You are functioning like a machine. You're not functioning in tune with existence, with your heart. You're functioning like a robot. This is how the ordinary man is. Then some people start recognizing something must be missing. That is called the seekers. Or they remember some kind of relaxation they had, some peace they had, some love they had. But before you can come into the temple of peace, you have to be ready to let go of any tension. That you can only do if you study yourself, if you have the courage to look at yourself. Where were we? Relaxation? We are so trained to try to be something else. And how can this something else relax? It's always restless. Because it's not you. Only you can relax. So you have to come back to yourself. You have to be ready to leave all those voices. You have to accept yourself, otherwise how can you relax? You have to trust this silent flower you have inside yourself. And if you can't feel it or see it, I'm telling you, it is there. The master is just someone who makes the right soil. So maybe you should start calling me a gardener. if somebody has a problem with the master, change it to Dhali. Fine. I like Belagarna effect. Maybe we should keep that for 2011. Let me see. A doctor, no? That's what Buddha said. A physician who can heal the heart. But doctor seems very... A lot of study. Huh? Study. Gardener is easier, no? You can just relax more, no? Doctors has to behave also, no? And that would be very difficult for me. Maybe put on a suit sometime at least. Can you picture me in a suit? In fact, I never had a suit on my whole life. A tie. No, it's way too late. So I stick to the garden. Beloved Swaha, I see it still sits like a reflex in my system to make myself hard as soon as I feel threatened in any way. How easy my trust in my surroundings disappears, and my heart closes like a prison door that keeps me prisoned inside my own fear and hardness. This reflex is for sure too well developed in me and is overreacting in situations that are really not that threatening. But I also feel that this reflex still keeps active because I haven't found out how to protect myself without closing my heart. I don't trust my own ability to take care of my heart. Can you say something about how to take care of the heart, of the sensitivity and vulnerability in the meeting with surroundings that are not open? How to be love, stay connected with love, when I have to face people who are not able to let anyone love them. Again and again, I forget who I am. And again, you give me the glimpses of remembrance. I am grateful beyond any words. And I love you beyond any words. Your Savini. This is how we all are trained. All the societies and the parents, most of them at least, they are not very celebrating. They are not very loving. They are not very joyous. And all children are very joyous creatures. So everybody, when they are a child, they're very happy, very free, very spontaneous, very natural, very wild. And then slowly, slowly it starts. anything that is fun is something wrong with. And the innocent child can't understand this. He was screaming his lungs out. Maybe just found out how you can really scream loud. And then, you can't do this, stop. The child doesn't understand why. Why? I was having fun. And it goes on and on with everything. You have to behave. And the child look at the parents, look at the grown-ups. And are they having fun? Are they screaming and singing and dancing and laughing and rolling on the floor and kicking in the legs? No, you have to behave. So from the very beginning, this has always has been. Anything that is wild, anything that is fun, seems to be something that is wrong. Then it becomes a split. And you have to fight against yourself your whole life to be so-called normal, to behave like a grown-up, to fit into the society. And especially if you are a good religious person. Who have heard of anybody is really enjoying going with the flow, being open? No, it is control, it is rules. They say, when you're going to grow up? It's almost like a death sentence. When you're going to get dull and dead and stiff like us? The ranks of the zombies is waiting. And this is the dilemma, this is the split. And only some people start looking the way back. This is not how it's supposed to be. It's something fishy here. And that is the people who start then trying to break out of this prison of habit, conditioning, mind, rules. So you say, I see how it still sits like a reflex in my system to make myself hard as soon as I feel threatened in any way, and how easy my trust in my surroundings disappear. Because how can you trust your surroundings? You've been told again and again and again, behave, shut down, don't be alive, be dead like us. And now again, this is start waking up. You had enough. And now the problem, how to fit in then? How to fit in with the dead ones when you are alive? Very difficult. Dead people don't dance. They don't laugh. They just sit there. The worst thing is they walk. They drive cars. They work in the office. But not much aliveness. And anybody who starts getting alive to reclaim their life, their joy, their spontaneity, their love, will be looked like as crazy. You have to understand this. You have to go through it if you want to be free. You will be an outsider because most people just go as zombies. They don't think. They are safe and dull and dead. Intelligent people wants to be creative, want to grow, want to flower. They want to enjoy. You are here to enjoy life. So this is the reflex system. And how easy my trust in my surroundings disappear. Yeah, because you know you can't trust your surroundings. You've been hurt again and again and again. You're always on guard. This is what you have to relearn, trust again. These old protection, walls of protection, and everything will come up around me because you have to see it, you have to understand it before it goes. And that is good. And my heart closes like a prison door that keeps me prisoned inside my own fear and hardness. Because that is how the grown-ups have been. That's how society is. That is how it is to be normal. To live in fear and hardness. Then you are safe, but you are also inside the prison. It is risky to be open because you can get hurt. But so what? It's worth it. This reflex is for sure too well developed in me. And no, don't take it personally. This is the mistake. This is just how everybody's situation is. Yeah, as soon as you take it personally, it becomes very serious. My problem. I'm much worse than everybody else. You're all very good doing that. Maybe he can laugh, but I can never laugh. No. And if you have this thought, start practicing. In the beginning, it may be difficult. Ha, ha, ha. But with practice, if you don't give up after a few weeks, ha, ha, ha. And then, before you know it, it takes over. But you have to practice because it's deep. It's very deep. Be in control. Can't have fun, can't relax, can't laugh. It's a serious life. But this innocent laughter, this innocent child is still in you. And if you take care of it, it will be so happy to come out. And life takes a whole new flavor. And that's what you know. This reflex is for sure too well developed in me and is overreacting in situations that are really not that threatening. Nothing is threatening here. But I also feel that this reflex still keeps active because I haven't found out how to protect myself without closing my heart. I don't trust my own ability to take care of my heart. No, that is the truth. But now you see it. First you have to see it, then you have to understand. This is already happening here. And you have found out, but you don't really trust it yet. It's in the beginning. And just by seeing it, by understanding something, is not to protect yourself. You don't need to protect yourself. Because consciousness itself is taking care. You just step out of the way. Your own true intelligence, your own consciousness will take care. With more awareness, you are not so much in contact with people that will hurt you, so-called hurt you. Nobody can hurt you. Because you are not interested. You know that what is the point of going to that place, or being with those people, or going in that situation. It doesn't give me anything. If you are still locked in the games that you have to play, so-called normal, then difficult. They will judge you. But that is the price of freedom, to stand up for yourself. I don't trust my own ability to take care of my heart. Yes, you do. You just start playing with it. But remember, always, the heart, you should also develop awareness, no? Don't get lost just in the heart. Because the heart is very, very innocent. You have to see also. The heart can just dance and play and roll down in the park in the city, and then the police comes and think they will ask you, "Madam, what did you eat? Come with us to the hospital." So you have to see the situation. Here you can roll in the grass and scream, do what you want. But this is just intelligence. And the more you grow, the more you see how you can behave in different places. It's no problem. You have much intelligence. You know how to function in a society. Function how people expect you to function, if that is easy. Make it easy for yourself. Be normal. That means play the machine. They have some very good dancers, haven't you seen them? Whoop. If that is how, then it's good. Then not nobody disturb, don't disturb anybody. And then when you walk out or come into your own car, finished. If you can do that, then you are free of it. The thing is that again and again you get involved in it. Then you become also so serious as they. Then that side takes over. If you can do it like you're doing a play, then no problem. There's no problem to function. This is how you take care of your heart. The heart is not stupid. The heart is pure intelligence. And the heart doesn't want to go. The heart doesn't want to go places where it doesn't want to go. But somebody else is used to being in charge, who takes the heart everywhere. This is the thing, when this heart slowly, slowly, know you're coming back more and more. Then if you listen to the heart, then it will tell you. But then everything will change then. And you will be surprised. You don't feel like going there. And even if the habit is there, you will get messages. No, this is finished. And if you have to do some things, because maybe everybody has some things to do, you have to deal with people, family. Fine, deal with them, you know. Be a good daughter, be a good sister, be a good husband, be a good father. do whatever. There's no point to try to tell people something if they are not open. Even here sometimes it's difficult to tell people. What to say when people are not open at all? That's what Jesus says, you can't throw pearls for swine. You don't go around and show your heart and everything to everybody if they don't understand why. They will step on it, they will use it as a doormat. Don't throw pearls for swine. Swine, they like a rotten cabbage. You have to see the situation. Here, has a rotten cabbage. Yeah, and they're happy. If you give the pearls to swine, here, I know this is a very rich from Tahiti pearls, the swine will look at you. And that's the same tip with people. You are happy, you tell about meditation, love, masters, enlightenment. Wop! Tell them the last news about Obama or something. Something that they can relate to. Be simple. Nothing wrong with that. Make it easy for yourself. You can't. You have to trust the intelligence. Can you say something about how to take care of the heart, of the sensitivity and vulnerability in the meeting with the surrounding that are not open? Yes, I have. How to be love, stay connected with love when I have to face people who are not able to let anyone love them? It is sometimes very painful to see people you love or people you care for, but you can't reach them. They have like a wall. But that is how it is. What can you do? You can try sometimes if it is family, if it is old friends, if it is some kind of connection. But love is very dangerous. You have to open up. And normally, when people sit on too much, they are afraid to open up. You have to see the situation. You are not here to disturb anybody. You are not here to tell anybody what to do or not to do. You are here to free yourself. So out of that consciousness, that understanding, then you also feel when people are open. Sometimes you can try. Sometimes I also try, but if it doesn't work, I see, no, it doesn't work. Or I have to wait. That is fine. You have done your best. Again and again I forget who I am. Again and again you give me the glimpses of this remembrance. I am grateful beyond any words. And I love you beyond any words. Your Savini. And this gratefulness and this love, that will take you beyond this so-called problems of the mind. It is sad, but be very happy that you start breaking that old chain that has gone down for many, many generations. There is a new light coming, a new understanding coming. And reclaim this innocence. And you should be innocent, but you should also be wise. A child is innocent, but is not wise because he hasn't experienced life. He doesn't know how things work. That's why they say a mystic is just innocent like a child. You become just like a child again, but you are also wise. You know how this world functions. I was just reading one 3-4 year old girl in Australia. She had just figured out how to flush the toilet. Wow! That is amazing, you know, when you're 3-4 year old. So all the day she was going flushing there. It was just ecstasy, you know, like whoom, whoom, whoom. Forget about the soap operas, this is what's happening. And then the next step, of course, to throw something down there, you know. And then flush. And the parents was getting used to this, you know, some things disappeared sometimes. Her makeup and things like that, what to do, you know, a child is a child. But then they had a little kitten. And one day the kitten was missing. And the mother was going, oh my God, I hope. And then they heard some meow, meow, under the floor. And they asked the little girl, da boy, boy. You put the kitten down there, flushed it, having fun. That is fun. And then they called the fire brigade and they came, 8 fire people, they tore away the whole toilet. That could only happen in a civilized country. Broke up the floor, found the pipe and saved this kitten, a little kitten. And then she come back, the only thing the girl said, kitty is back. I haven't done it, kitty is back. You don't understand. It destroyed half the house. But at least now they learn to close the toilet door, maybe for a few months till. That is children, but when you're grown up, you're innocent, but you're not stupid. I hope. Yes, well, my mother died when I was 13 years old. Ever since then, I have been desperately looking for someone or something to take her place or fill the hole that she left in me. It was as if I was part of her and her death left me incomplete. At the same time, I realize now at 31 that becoming a complete person does not mean filling the hole in me with help of something or someone outside myself. I just don't know how I can do this alone, or even stop chasing what's outside of me, because after all these years, my life still feels like something I have to endure, as opposed to enjoy, and my grief is still, just at times, just as overwhelming. I understand coming home as becoming or being a whole person, and that is what I'm longing for. But I don't seem to be capable of letting go of all my techniques for trying to fill the hole in me. So I keep on chasing every day, struggling so hard that I exhaust myself and the people that I love. I wish I could relax and just let go. But doing that, or the idea of doing that, feels like death to me. Like everything will explode and complete chaos will take over. I'm afraid to die and afraid to be left alone, which is a paradox because I feel completely alone in this world. I love the idea of everything and everyone being one, eternally connected. I wish I could feel part of it, but I don't, even though I'm desperate for that. I don't know what my question to you is, and this is only the second weekend I come here. But when I'm around you, I get the feeling that maybe there is a life that is less exhausting. I just don't know how to let go, and I'm so afraid of losing the people I love, or to let more people in, whom I might lose later. Thank you for reading this letter. Love, Kari. This is also what we were just talking about. I just don't know how I can do this alone or even stop chasing what's outside of me, because after all these years, my life still feels like something I have to endure as opposed to enjoy. This is difficult when you've been practicing being on guard and holding on to the past. It takes time to let go, and it's very difficult alone. But no, you are here now. And if your longing is strong enough, if you really want to, you can be free of it. Are you ready, Kari? Yes or no? You're in the middle. Yes or no? You first thing for everybody who wants something, they have to decide, do I really want this? That's the first step. If you're playing this I don't know game, you will always sit there, safe and confused, like you always have been. So now you have an opportunity now. Are you ready? Yes or no? And you are used to wasting your time. I'm not. No, Kelly, be ready now. No, you say, no, 20 years you've been going on with this, and you're saying this, you've been suffering a lot and you are tired, and this coming home is what you are longing for, to feel a whole person. I don't see capable of letting go. Then, do you really want to let go? Yeah? Come here now. Hi. I wish I could just relax and let go, but doing that, or the idea of that, feels like that to me. And the idea I want to just let go, how would it be if you let go? What will happen now? Don't think. How would it be if you let go? Listen to the body. How would it, if you let totally go the body, how would it feel like if you totally let go of the body?
Relax.
Yeah, just try. Look, close your eyes, go inside. If you totally allow yourself to relax, to just let go, how would it be? And see what the body would do then. And allow it whatever it would like to do. Yes, allow the breath to go as it wants. Allow it to go into that posture you want. Allow yourself to move the way you want. Just say yes, just allow it. Yes, that's good. That's a good beginning, yes. Hey, very good. No, close your eyes again. Yeah. Next step. Yeah, very good. Now a little more comfortable. Good. Alexander. Yes. What next? It will relax even more, deeper. You just know you have made up your mind, you want to relax, you want to come home, you want to let go. Don't miss this opportunity now. Just see what the body would like to do. How would you support it in letting go? What it would it like to say or do? Just allow whatever comes up. What is happening, Kari? Yes, you know, you know. Some tears are coming. Why are they coming tears?
I don't know what the body wants.
No, that's the thing, no. No. But you have to listen to the body. That is my suggestion to you, you know. It's not your homework. That is very good homework. You have to start listening to the body and feel what it does want to do. Yeah? Because then you get out of the thoughts. It's the thoughts that keeps you a prisoner. Shake yourself a little loose. Yeah? Feel better? You see? Feel better? Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a good beginning. No, you decided you will move on. First, free your body, yeah? Because the body is innocent. Don't let it be a prisoner here. Let go of that, then the mind will go. Okay? Be patient. Don't freeze again. Come on, do you remember this? Do it yourself now. Like that. Like this. Yeah.
This is how it is, we become frozen, no? Then first thing, you have to make up your mind, you have to take a decision. No, it's enough. You have to reclaim your own power. Then, no, I give you a hint, no, you have felt it. No, you be good girl, no? Take care of it, no? Be friends with Mrs. Happy. Okay? Listen, don't you think that's a new, nice new friend to have? Mrs. Happiness? Huh? Okay. I love her, so that's why we're always together. When people, they love all kinds of wrong things, there's no wonder. Look at your face. Huh? You have to see who you love. Then you will be happy.
That you be kept a prisoner of yourself with your own mind. So you have to allow the body to start moving freely, breathing and stretching and dancing as it wants to. Then you start freeing this energy that has been stuck. The body is innocent. The mind is full of notion and idea and habits and fears. So this is the first step. That's why people are so restless also. Then you always in activity, you always have to do something. Even if it's nothing to do, you have to do something. And then it's not out of beauty, then this activity is just ugly, because it's waste. It's waste of your energy. As you become more conscious, more free, your movements, your actions will take more beauty. You will start doing things which is needed. It's a big difference between action and activity. Activity is just unconscious. You're doing something to get somewhere out of habit. It's just out of a restless mind. That's why everybody has to have something to do all the time, because the mind is restless. Activity comes out of a silent mind, out of a peaceful mind, out of a centered being. Then you do what you need to do, but not more, not less. That is action. Then the action is like doing nothing, because you are just doing what you're supposed to do. It's not unnecessary. Then you start saving your energies. Activity this restlessness, you have to be alert. Then at least in the beginning start channeling this restlessness into more positive things, into meditations, into movement, into going for a conscious walk, instead of doing something unconscious. You have to start taking control over your own life. Beloved Swami, thank you again for my new and wonderful life. I have a great time, a lot of fun, relaxing into the natural flow. I'm doing things that scared me just a few years ago, connecting easily with other people, standing up for myself in a way that I couldn't even dream of some years ago. My life became so much simpler when I met you. But now it is even simpler and even more playful. I'm not as serious as I used to be, and I experience every day as a beautiful adventure, like being on a relaxing and exciting holiday. It feels like a miracle after so many years full of struggling and working hard, of exhaustion and anxiety. Thank you 1,000 times. I love you, Amala. No, I have warned you all, new people. This is how it can go. Miracles do happen. And this is the miracle. From seriousness to playfulness. From sadness to joy. From guilt to love. From prison to freedom. Oh. Yeah.